Welcome into Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts with CPA and personal financial specialist, Phil Putney. Now let's get rolling with today's show. Welcome to Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts. Phil Putney and myself back to talk investing, finance, retirement, and ready or not, here it comes.
Ready
and
or not.
Retirement.
Yep. Sometimes that's the case. Ready or not, here it is.
It's coming. I mean, think about it. It's a good thing. Like, right. It means you've lived long enough. It's coming, right? So you didn't pass away early. That's good, right? That's a positive. But you got to plan for it because it's happening, right? You're going to age.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in September already here, Phil. I believe this is our last week of August, one of the two, whenever we're taping this. I'm getting all confused with my dates. But, I mean, the year has just been chucking by, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I always talk to clients about that retirement and, I mean, how quickly it sneaks up. And think back to when you had kids. You know, you have kids and you go through these various stages. And before you know it, they're graduating high school and in college and then married. And now you get Grammy. And it's just, how did this happen? I'm not that old. You know, what happened?
My wife gets, she takes these things way too. She's like, don't tell me that. So I saw a funny little meme that said, you know, thinking about the movie Back to the Future. And it was like, you know, he goes back from 1985 to 1955, right? So he goes back 30 years. And it's like, so if that was to take place today, it would be 1993. And that's the year she graduated high school. And she was like,
yeah, don't want to do that.
She's like, I graduated 30 years ago. And I was like, you did.
Yeah.
You know,
can't be.
So,
there's no way.
Yeah, pop culture has a really interesting way of doing that. Some of our favorite movies or songs or something, we'll see something and it's like, this song came out 40 years ago. And you're like, wow, that makes me feel old, right? So ready or not,
it's coming
because time is moving. Right. So that's going to be our topic this week. So let's talk a little bit about some things to ponder when we're thinking about the fact that it's coming down the pike. This train's a coming, right? So there's a lot of people who reach retirement age, and I'm going to break this into a little, just really kind of three major questions that don't want to retire. You're kind of one of them, for example, right? So do you find that it's usually because A, they enjoy your job, which is the case for you, or is it a defense mechanism? And I think that's more often the case because they're not sure if they can retire.
Yeah. So I guess the first thing is, what is retirement, right? Because I mean, retirement is, to me, too often tied to an age. You know, everyone thinks of it, by 65 or by whatever it is, you know, that's retirement. No, I mean, to me at least, and when I have this discussion with clients, to me is retirement is the age at which basically you're financially independent, meaning work now is an option. That's retirement. Doesn't mean you have to, it just means you can, right? So you're now working on your own terms.
Here's a thought. It's like the movie Shane, since we're talking about pop culture and stuff. Do you remember the movie Shane? So there's a debate when he rides off into the sunset. Does he ride away in the sunset wounded, or is he dead? Right.
Yeah.
Does he live on? Right. You know, cause he rides away, you know, or does he keep riding and he falls off the horse cause he's dead. So kind of maybe an interesting weird analogy for retirement, but it's like, you have the option to wonder like, which one's it going to be? Right. Are you continuing to go? Or are you not going, you know, it's like whatever you want to do, but at least you're financially able to make it happen.
And a lot of times that's really what people are after, right? That retirement isn't that I'm just done. Some people it is. Some people are just, done. They're, you know, hey, when can I, I'm working with a client right now. That's you know, scenario. Her main question is, when can I retire? You know, can I do it like the first of the year? So I mean, she's ready. She's burned out and it's just time, that's fine. Have that discussion with your advisor.
Did she come to you for that information though? Did she come to you to find out?
Yes.
Right.
And that was kind of her main focus of coming to me is, hey, I just want to know.
Do I have the data? Or do I have the money?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So then that's a matter of running the math and building out a plan.
Okay.
You know, can she do that? In her case, absolutely. It's going to work. That is the discussion to have of, you can do it. Now, does that mean January 1st, she's putting her notice in? I don't know. It's up to her.
Right.
But for a lot of clients, that's really what they need to know, because now they're working on their terms. And I mean, you probably heard this a lot along the, you know, the COVID timeframe, but I had a lot of clients that we had planned on them retiring, you know, around that timeframe. It was worked out in the plan. That's when they were going to retire. But all of a sudden with the COVID lockdowns, everyone's working at home, remote work, all this, hey, I think I can do this a little longer. It's like, you know, what yeah. else am I going to do? I can't travel. I can't, you know, so I'm going to continue to work.
Right, right. And they've pad the numbers.
Yeah, they continued a couple more years just because it was easier, right? They didn't have the stress. They didn't have the commute, whatever it was. It was a much more manageable scenario.
So whatever side you're on, whether you're the, I love my gig and I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can until my body says no,
yeah.
Or you hate your gig and you want to retire January 1st, right? Let's go with two sides of the coin. So we'll start with the first one here. So for those folks, no matter what your motivation is, but for those folks who are financially able to retire, but they lack the confidence to do so, what's some things to kind of ponder there or to think about, you know, to get started on or try to track down so that you can get some confidence?
You have to have a plan, right? I mean, your confidence should be built on facts and numbers, right?
Okay.
Don't base it on the rule of thumb, right? I mean, 4%, I think, you know, this, that, it's fuzzy math that's going to work. No, I mean, run the math, run a real plan to say, here's what I need, make it reasonable. Don't, you know, I don't want you living on house arrest in retirement. You know, this is the bare minimum. What does it really look like for you to live in retirement? You know,
so don't say it's $3,500 a month when you right. know that's, I mean,
if you're
the
spending
case.
$8,000 a month right now, don't budget for in retirement, because that's a major lifestyle change. Yeah. I mean, so doesn't mean you can't do it, but it's not going to look like you're doing today. Something has to change. So, you know, so what yeah. does it look like, and have the math then to run out to talk about all the aspects. When am I going to file for security based on that? You know, do I have a pension? What does that look like? Where's the money position?
What's the strategy between
right.
the two of
What's
us?
What's the strategy between the two spouses? You know, I've got money in these different tax buckets. When am I going to spend from which bucket? You know, so what is your plan? Does it work? Do I have enough to get me comfortably, confidently through yeah. retirement?
Yeah. I mean, she's 5 years younger than me, or he's 12 years older than me, or whatever. How does that play in, right?
And I mean, that brings up a good point. Doesn't mean both spouses have to retire at the same time either. I mean, if right. one spouse right. is just done, they're burned out, but the other spouse is maybe younger or not, and they're willing to or want to. I mean, I'm thinking of one couple right now that I've been working with them for going on 10 years, and he retired over 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the plan was for her to follow like a year or two later. She's still working. And it's not that they don't need the money financially. She could have retired right. back when we planned easily.
Well, she obviously likes
her
what
job.
She's doing.
She's, you know, he loves gardening. That's his main hobby. So he's got very involved in, yeah. you know, gardening and that, and that's great. So you have to, that brings up a good point. You have to understand what you're retiring from, but also what you're retiring to. What does that look like?
Yeah. And really the for married couples, you got to have those conversations between each other, because that could have easily gone another way, right? He could have retired and she could have been resentful over it or whatever, you know? So, you know, we've covered that before on the show too, or vice versa.
I mean, he could have retired and it's like, hey, look, we planned on retiring and doing all this travel. I'm aging here
and you're,
you know,
working
this
yeah.
much longer and you're still working.
Good
you know?
Point.
So, I mean, yeah, you have to have this discussion up front, yeah. but then on an ongoing basis too, between the spouses and the advisor yeah. to make sure everyone's on the same page and the plan gets adjusted along the way.
Okay. So, I mean, if you've got the funds and you lack the confidence to retire comfortably, or to retire, not comfortably, but I think with that clarity,
confidently,
yeah, I think with that clarity,
yeah.
you know, a lot of times it does come back to the folks don't have a strategy. They've had a good, they've saved well, they feel pretty right. confident that they've got, you know, maybe they do have a good Social Security, maybe they do have a pension, maybe they put away a decent nest egg, but there's something missing. And oftentimes it is not having a plan or a strategy to know they can spend right. the money the way they want to keep the lifestyle, you know, and not run out and in case they live to be, you know, 102 or something like that. So right. get a strategy, get a plan in place. That's going to give you that confidence to do whatever it is you need to do. Now, the other side of that coin, Phil, is the folks that would love to retire, but often can't because they aren't there yet.
Right.
And that's a tougher conversation for you to have to yeah. give, but yeah. I'd rather you give it to me straight so I can start working on it.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, frankly, yeah, that's a harder discussion, because if you're at that point of burnout, that's like, look, I've got to be done. You know,
well, you're January lady, right?
Right. In her case, it's fine. She's
good, but if she wasn't,
Right. She's very conservative in her spending. I mean, she's not going to have a problem. But if she wasn't, that's a whole, and I've had that scenario where it's like, I'm done. I can't do this much longer, you know, and then get into that discussion. Well, yeah, I'm spending eight, but I think I can live on four in retirement.
Okay. So how do you handle that?
Let's just step back for a second and really have that discussion. In that case, what I always recommend is, okay, great. You can live on four. Start doing that.
Let's try it.
If you can't, you don't want to find out. You put your notice into your job and you're done and retired and you're, you know, 6 months into this thing thinking, this isn't going to work. I can't do this. You know, what was I thinking? Well, it's too late then. Now you've cut the cord and you're going to have to, I mean, it's a different scenario.
Yeah. If you find yourself in that window where you're like, all right, we're going to cut it down so we can get retired sooner than we planned on because I'm just, I hate it or whatever the case is. That's a really great tip, Phil, for how to prepare, like, see if you can actually do it. Cause you may be like, whoo, I can't do this, you know? And then great. Then reevaluate. But then you might be like, to your point, you might be like, wow, this sucks.
Well, and for miracles, make sure you're both on the same page because again, the same type of scenario. If you're thinking I'm done, I can, you know, yeah, we're going to count to four cause I just can't do this anymore. But your spouse is like, what are you talking about? And we got to, you know, stay at home and do nothing. No way. I want to go out and travel. I want to, you know, so make sure you're having that right discussion. And that doesn't mean maybe you don't change jobs or do something different, right? It's not a yes or no. There's a lot of levers we can move, so to speak, right? So doesn't mean maybe you don't change positions. Maybe retirement looks a little different. Maybe you do part-time work, you know, just doing something different to supplement for a number. I mean, there's a lot of options and things you can do, but to your point, have a plan up front, number one. You know, if it's going to require major changes, try it on for size and make sure both spouses are on the same page before you just jump into this.
I like that. Maybe we should, you know, so that's the challenge this week on the podcast for folks. If you're checking it out and you're find yourself feeling like that, you're in that spot, right? Where you're like, I really would love to retire like soon, you know, and being reasonable, right? Like if you're checking out the podcast and you're 42, you're probably not.
It's
you know,
a much
unless you're
time.
Really, really like wealthy, in which case it doesn't matter. But you know, like if you're, you know, let's say, you know, well, okay, I use my brother all the time as an analogy on the show, right? He just turned 65. Yeah. He's being laid off from the company he's working at, and he's at that, you know, I just go ahead and like to be done. I think his last day is in the middle of October here, coming up soon, and his severance and whatnot's going to carry him on a regular pay all the way into next year. You know, but he's like, what do I want to do next year? And I was like, well, what do you want to do? He's like, I don't want to sit around and be bored. You know, he's single, right? Yeah. So he's a single guy. And I said, well, then take a part-time job, right? I mean, because to your point, like with the couple where she kept working, he'll go stir crazy, right? So
Just sitting at home watching, you know, your favorite TV show. I mean, there's only so much of that you can do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm like, look. The pay is carrying you from October into January, you know, just the leftover vacation and all that kind of junk, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, so there's your couple of months of just doing nothing, you know, enjoy that kind of down, nothing time, whatever I want to do. I got nowhere to be, no clock to punch, no blah. Yep. But then come January, if you're feeling pretty stir crazy, then that's when you can start reevaluating getting a second job.
Look for something different, yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, because he's 65, he's not at full retirement age, right? So if he applies for Social Security, you know, he's going to be getting that
reduction, yeah.
Right, you know, so he's like, well, I wonder. So he's kind of in that spot. And I said, well, if you do it and you have filed, then, you know, you can still make money and part-time money works because you can make up to, what, 21 grand, I think?
Yeah, and that gets adjusted each year. So next year is probably going to be a little higher, but
So there's options,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, it comes down to, in your case, your brother's case, running that number, running the plan. What does this look like? You know, what is Social Security? You know, if I'm going to delay, well, where's that money going to come from then? You know, is it going to be part-time? Are there accounts I can spend early to get there? And that really is, have that plan. I mean, that's the biggest advice, your best advice I can give with it is don't go into this blindly. Don't let your stress or dissatisfaction or just pure frustration with the job push you in the wrong direction and make a decision that might feel really good then, but 6 months, a year down the road, it's like, what was I thinking?
Right. I was going to say, trying to change jobs at 50 versus 65 is a bit different. So, all right. Well, there you go. Well, ready or not, it's coming, right? So biggest takeaway.
Yeah, it's coming.
Plan clearly, you got to have a strategy. It's why we do the podcast. It's why so many advisors across the country do radio shows or television shows or podcasts. You know, yeah, a lot of it is sales oriented. And obviously, we're going to encourage you to reach out to a professional like Phil. But it's also just to get people thinking like, hey, you know, like sharing stories like some of Phil's clients he shared this week, me sharing my family stories or whatever. Because if it's happening to one of us, it's probably happening to many of us. Right. So
absolutely.
Get a strategy in place. It doesn't mean you're living on a budget and all that kind of junk that people fear. But find out what it is that you have and how you're going to use it to the best of your possible ability so that you are at least armed with the data, right? And then you can make that decision on to work or not to work, right? Get a little Shakespearean. Yep. So,
and that brings up a great point. I mean, I always tell my clients, my role in the planning process is simply to give you, here's the fact, the pro and the con on each of these decisions. It's not my plan, it's yours. I'll give you the facts. I'll give you my opinion on what I would recommend, but you make that decision. So you have to have the facts to make the decision.
I'm gonna punch above my age here. Was it Joe Friday that said just the facts, ma'am?
Just the facts. Yep. Just the facts, ma'am.
So, there you go. So you're just giving the facts. So
give the facts and make an informed decision.
That's right. Exactly. So there you go. So ready or not, here it comes. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. We always appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube as well. If you want to check it out in video form, you can do that also. And you can subscribe to us simply by stopping by Phil's website, which is philstaxhacks.com. There's lots of good information there. You can check out past episodes and subscribe to him. You can also just redirect around to his main website if you want to get on his calendar and have a conversation with him. Or just call him at 248-888-7530. Numbers on the screen, 248-888-7530. Phil, my friend, thanks for hanging out, buddy.
Sure.
We'll see you next time. All right. Stay safe. Have a good week. Stay cool because it's supposed to be 101 today here where I'm at while we're taping this. So
it's hot here too. So
it's a little toasty. So have yourself a good week, folks. We'll see you next time here on Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts.
Investment advisory services offered through AFS Wealth Management. The content of this program is provided for informational purposes only and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Investments and/or investment strategies involve risk, including the possible loss of principal. There is no assurance that any investment strategy will achieve its objectives.